Okay, good afternoon. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Reish Ayin Dalid. We are up to Reish Ayin Dalid Se'if Dalid, and we will begin Simin Ayin Reish Hay. So let us begin. This page Nun Dalid in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Su'uda Zu v'shal Shachris Yev Shalasosim B'lo Pas. Both the Friday night Su'uda and the Shabbos morning Su'uda have to be with bread. Meaning, even though we're going to find that there's a machlokas when it comes to Su'uda Shlishis, what you're allowed to use to be Yotze the third Shabbos meal, the first two Shabbos meals there is no machlokas. It has to actually be with bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Tes Su'uda Zo Ratzalom Rafil the Das Hamekil and the Kaman B'Sim Reishad Yalv Sifei Linyan Su'uda Shlishis. Shein tzarich la'asos adafka bepas, even according to those who are makel, when it comes to su'uda shlishis, that you don't have to do it specifically with bread. Be'elu shtei su'udos modu kol yalma. With these two su'udos, everyone agrees that it needs to be with bread. Dehim ikr kavod haShabbos, because that's the primary kavod haShabbos that we have. Im yesh lo onas shein yochal l'kayim su'udos arvis. So what happens if you don't have any challah for Friday night su'uda? So then you do three su'udos on Shabbos day, because you need to have three su'udos over the course of Shabbos. Ideally, you want to have one in each time slot, but one Friday night, one Shabbos morning, one Shabbos afternoon, but it doesn't always work out that way. And if you would have zero on Friday night, so you'll have three on Shabbos day. She'ochal sholosh su'udos bayom. Ublevad she'ikadish b'layla. But you still have to make kiddush on Friday night, and we already learned that if you say kiddush without having any food, then it's not kiddush makom su'uda, and therefore you're not yotze kiddush. So how do you say Kiddush on Friday night if you don't have bread? What you do is you have kazayis of cake. Or you, if really b'di'evet, and we learned earlier that it's you really shouldn't rely on this at all on Friday night, but really, really b'di'evet, if you have to have a revias of yayin, you'll do that for your Kiddush Makom Su'udah, Mosh Kosov Simin Reish, Ayin Gimel. But you got to have three meals, and the first two of those three meals need to be with bread. So if your Friday night kiddush consists of kiddush and only wine or cake, you're going to need to have three meals on Shabbos day. Now we move on to Simin Ayin Reish Hay. Tvarima, it really should have been Reish Ayin Hay, but we try to stay away from negative things, so it would spell Ra'a, and this is not Ra'a, this is all good, it's Torah, so that's why they change it. So in Simin Ayin Reish Hay, are things that you're not allowed to do la'or haner b'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do by candlelight, because we're afraid that you're going to come to tilt the candle and maybe mechabe the ner, or maybe draw the shemen closer to the ner and violate mavir. So these are really, it's only one se'if about what you're not allowed to do la'or haner b'Shabbos, then a whole bunch of se'ifim about the exceptions about when you are allowed to use an or haner on Shabbos. So we're going to do only se'if aleph today. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ein polin. What does that mean? Polin pirish. Levayiras akinim me'abagadim, to take the lice out of your clothing. Targum biarti hakodesh palesi, and that's why the targum on biarti hakodesh is palesi. To be mevayir means palesi. Ve'in korim b'sefer la'or haner, nor can you read a book using candlelight. Va'afilu einu motzi b'piv, even if you're not saying the words out, because shemayata, we're afraid that you might tilt the candle. Va'afilu hu gavoa eser komal sheinu yachol ligai lov, and even if the candle is 10 stories high, where you can't even reach. You can't touch it. The Chacham simply didn't make a low plug that regardless of whether you have easy access to the candle or only very difficult access to the candle, you're not allowed to read by candlelight because we're afraid you might tilt the candle. And because it's a low plug, we aser even if the candle is inside a lantern, like a glass casing, or if it's set in a hole in the wall. And we are even machmir on a wax candle, where it's much less likely that a person will come to tilt the candle in order to make it light better. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katnal, Ve'in Korin, V'odin She'in Bot Ginatzitzis, V'chol Ki'agavna Dovra Tzarech Iyun. It's not only not supposed to read by candlelight, you also shouldn't check your tzitzis by candlelight, because it's something that requires careful examination. And anything that requires careful examination should not be done by candlelight on Shabbos. Shema yatahaner, because you might come to tilt the candle of Yashem l'piya psila k'dei sheyidlak yafa, to bring the more oil to the wick so that it lights better. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, the Dirshu quotes over here, that we have to be choshesh that you're going to forget and be mata, because hatayas haner is something that's so easy to do. So that's why we have this chashash, meaning something that's so easy, it just comes so naturally to tilt the candle, that's why we're choshesh. But something that would take a lot more work, we would not be choshesh. So the Radvaz says, for example, if let's say you're looking at a Sefer Torah to see what needs to be fixed in the Sefer Torah for after Shabbos, we're not choshesh that you're going to come to fix it on Shabbos, because that takes a lot of work to fix the Sefer Torah when something is messed up, when the writing is problematic on Shabbos. Sivkat and Beis, ba'ashashis, that even if it's in a glass casing, we're still going to aser. V'imi suguru b'mafteach, but if it's closed with a key, then yesh matirim, then there are those that are matir. V'taimam, and the reason for those that are matir, is the dafka k'shikavah ner eser komos, asu mishum tzedarku kein lefam k'dei sha'al yedei zeyira masha b'gavoah, because it's dafka when something is 10 stories high, that's where the Shulchan Aruch said that it's a low plug and we're going to aser, because sometimes you do climb up really high to be able to find something. Mashen kein lahazkir, as opposed to something that to close off. Shein darko klalim lo mishum isur Shabbos, where it's not the derech at all to do that. If not for the isur Shabbos, islay akera v'lo shayich shiyiftach lahatos. I mean, you would never have locked up a candle behind a casing. The only reason you would ever do that is for Shabbos purposes. So a candle to be 10 stories high is not so out of the ordinary, because sometimes you're looking for things that are 10 stories high, and therefore I'm afraid you're going to be mata when you go 10 stories high. But if you put a candle into a situation where a candle never is, and the only reason it would ever be there is because of a Shabbos concern, like behind a lock and key, so then we're not worried that you're going to come to unlock it, because by then you'll wake up and you'll realize, wait a second, what is a candle doing here? Oh, because it's Shabbos, I should not be doing this. And that's similar to the heter we're going to have later in the simen, that if you're learning Parak Bam Madlikin La'or Aner, we're not worried that you're going to be Mata the Ner, because you're learning about not doing those things, about making sure that the candles light well so that you don't come to extinguish them. Some aser regardless because of a low plug. That's what the Bir Halacha writes, that some have there's a long Bir Halacha where he discusses why it is that it seems that people are makil to use candlelight, and he says that some have a practice that they make a sign that L'kavet Shabbos is sasur to be mata, and they put it right by the candle. So he says, oh, that's like reading Perek Bam Madlikin. That's like having someone remind you. That's, you know, all the heterim we're going to learn about in the simen would be covered with making such a sign. And the Eli Rabbi says that it's going to be mutter if you give the key to somebody else, because then it fits with the heter that we're going to have tomorrow in Sif Gimel, about the, where there's a heter to tell somebody else to please remind me and stop me if you see me about to tilt the candle. Not only is it also to read by an oraner in the dark, it's also at nighttime rather. It's also also to read l'oraner in the daytime if you're in a dark room. It's the same thing. V'chein, Sivkat and Gimel, Hai V'chein Koya Resha. When it says V'chein Baner Shel Shava, it's going on the first part of the Siv. We're saying that the same Gzeira, not to read by a candle, applies to a wax candle. V'aftu Karuch Al Psila, and even though the wax is wrapped around the wick, Ke'ein Nero Shel Shala V'chel V'shalanu, like our wax candles, V'lo Shaych Bo Shemiyata, no one has to tilt a wax candle to make it light any better. Afal Piken Yesh Lacha Shemiyimchot. We're still afraid that you might be yimchot. What does that mean? So he translates for us. Shemesir rosh apsila lahasir chashka, that you might clip the tip of the wick as it gets singed, so that the candle will light better. Meaning there are certain things that you can still do to a wax candle to make it light better. Being matah is not one of them, but there are other things that you could do that would be problematic. V'nimtzishu mechabe, and that would turn out to be a violation of mechabe if you snip the tip of the of the wick, that would be a violation of mechabes. So we have to be concerned about that when it comes to a wax candle as well. Shel shava, that a wax candle, again, the Shulchan Aruch said, is problematic as well. Va'abach b'shem Rashal Kasav, denagu lahakel, livdo kelim v'tzitzis v'likros etzel ner shel shava. That the Bach, however, writes in the name of the Marshal, that the minig is to be makel, to examine kelim and tzitzis, and to even read next to a wax candle. V'wad din etzel ner shel chelev, and the same is true if it's a candle made with fats. Va'atam, to bezelo shaykh shemiyata rak shemiyimchot. Because when you're dealing with a wax candle, the concern that you're going to tilt it does not exist. The only concern is you might snip the tip of the wick. The keyboard, and then what? Meaning then you'll violate mechabe. You're not going to violate mavir. When you're going to tilt the candle where the oil is going to go toward the wick, that's mavir. But when you're going to just snip the wick, that's only going to be mechabe. What's the difference between mavir and mechabe? The kiboy have a melach shein srich legufa. Kiboy in general is only a melach shein srich legufa because you don't need the kiboy. It's a melacha of getting rid of something. V'lavi yisur daraisa, and therefore it's not an issur daraisa. Meaning the purpose of kiboy in the Mishkan was to make coals, to make hot coals. Over here, you're not doing that by clipping the candle. You're doing it for a different reason than it was done for in the Mishkan, a different purpose than it was done for in the Mishkan, and therefore it's only melach shein srich l'gufa, which to begin with is only an issur drabanan. So the svara is we're going to make a gzeira not to read by a wax candle because gzeira maybe you'll come to clip it, and if you do, that itself would only be an issur drabanan. So we're not going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. V'chein kasav ha'taz, and the Taz writes the same way. So the Bach, the Taz, the Marshal are all aligned on this, that when it comes to a wax candle, it's mutter against the Shulchan Aruch. Umaska Magen Avram, the Shalol Litzorech Yesh Lachmir. The Magen Avram says, look, I am aware of the machlokas, but when there's not a real need for it, we should be machmir for the mechaber, for what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ta Yeshram the Kiboy of Melachot Daraisa, because there are those poskim that say that Kiboy is a Melachot Daraisa. Kamosh Kasbasov Simen Shin Lamed Dalit, as we're going to learn in Simen Shin Lamed Dalit, that is in fact the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that even if something is a Melach Shein Srich Lugufa, it's still Asr Midaraisa. It's a machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim, right? It's Machlokas Tanoim that appears in a few places in Shas, but it's Machlokas Adapaskin, and the Rama Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Taka Melacha Doraisa. Most Rishonim Paskin the other way, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's only Midrabanan, and that's what the Bach and the Taz and the Marshal are based on over here, that it would only be Midrabanan. But Shalol Litzorich, we should be Machmir, because Shitas Rambam is that Melach Shein Srich Lugufa is Melacha Doraisa. Vel Yerabba Kasab B'Shema Malbusha Yom Tov, Dibiner Shal Shava Shaykh Gamkein Shamiyata, Vel Yerabba says, and how sure are you that if you're using a wax candle, there's no concern that you might come to tilt it? Maybe there's a concern over there as well. And he brings a raya from the Ramban that we're worried about such things. That with a wax or chalev candle, we're also concerned that you might come to tilt it. But says the Mishabura, with our really good candles, Shekorin Starin, that are called Starin, Muta Likros of Neim L'Kuli Alma, that for sure is going to be fine. You're allowed to use them. Delo Shayich Shemayata Rak Medover Shadarko Lahatul Sufam B'chol Kadesh Yadak Yafa. The only time we would ever be concerned about Shemayata is if it's the kind of thing that you would ever be Mata on a weekday if you needed better light. When was the last time, says the Mishmura, with our lights that you ever tilted the light in order to make it better? I remember we used to have like junky flashlights in camp that you had to like bang on it or tilt it or whatever to make it light better. But that's highly unusual, and that's why in the Dirshu over here in note 14 he says v'chein likra l'or chashmal hamayutzar al yedei generator das hagonav shalom zalman orbach shal divri mishabur mutter v'alf v'shal v'am tzrikum l'sakin as a generator, that if you have lights that are, you have a, there was a blackout in the neighborhood, you have a generator that's running your lights, even though sometimes you do have to fix the generator, but it's not considered something that's so easy and just comes so naturally like hatayas haner, where we're going to make such a gzeira. But and certainly when the electricity is on, then for sure there's no concern when using electric lights. Says the Mishmur, in our candles, we never have to tilt them at all. And we certainly would never clip the wick, because the light is so clear and so pristine, it would never require that. And therefore, if this concern does not exist, then there's no reason to be machmir. So to review what we learned today, we said that the first two seudos of Shabbos require bread. So if you can't have a Friday night seuda, you should still say kiddush on Friday night and eat a kazayas of cake, but then you're going to need to eat three seudos on Shabbos day, right? Sometimes people ask me, if they go to a kiddush and they have a piece of cake on Shabbos morning, can they count that as seuda shniya and then their lunch as seuda shlishis? And the answer is no, because the seuda shniya needs to be with bread. The seuda shniya needs to be with only seuda shlishis gibiyotze, with less than bread. And then we learned that you can't do anything that requires close examination by candlelight, like checking tzitzis or reading, and even if the candle is not so easily accessible, it's 10 stories high, still it's a low plug. And then we learned that the Shulchan Aruch holds that you can't even read by a wax candle, even though it's unlikely that you're going to tilt it, because you still might trim the wick of the wax candle. But the Bach, Taz, Marshal all allow wax candles, since Mechabe is a Melach Shein Tzrich Lugufa, which is only Asa Midrabanan, according to most Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah is Machria, and he says, if it's better to be Machmir if there's no real Tzorech. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that our lights, we don't have any of these concerns anyway. Our light sources are so good and so clear that we don't have to worry about any of this. And just to point out that the Bir Halacha, and the long Bir Halacha on the first page, on the first side of the page, writes that he allows reading by a candle that has a sign reminding you not to tilt it, because that's like a locked candle, or it's like reading Perek B'Madlikin where there's a built-in reminder, or it's like asking a friend to remind you. It fits all of the heterim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ayin Reishay, Se'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day. Nice to see you, Yeshua. Okay.